holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about aspirations today. Aspirations.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome you back to Be Holy. Listen, today is a great day. You're a great people. I pray that God does something good for you today. I pray He does something good for you all week. Somebody say every day this week, every day, every day. I want God to do something good for all of you every single day that you're living. And then when He does it, I want you to give Him the praise. Give God the praise, not anybody else. Don't give me the praise. Don't give your pastor the praise. Don't give your mama the praise, your daddy. No. You give God the praise. Give God the praise for all that He does for us. He does a lot, man. A lot of things He does, and we don't even know He's doing them. And then He don't tell us that He's doing them, but you know, unless He reveals it sometimes. But listen, you begin to thank God for all that He's doing for you and your family. You know, don't ever forget Him. Things might seem like they're going wrong, and things might feel like they don't feel good, and everything's against you and everything. But God's always going to give you a little room and a little space to do everything else that you need. So even though you might not have any money, you always got enough room to share. You got some more money to share. Some kind of way, He gives you a little extra somewhere. You know, you like it was a gentleman who was talking about he was a preacher, and he was saying when he was younger, he was strong, and now he's not as strong anymore, but he's still got something left. You know, and that's that whole thing. It's the whole thing. You might change over time, and this might happen, and that might happen, and no. Yeah, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. God's going to make sure you have all that you need. God's going to make sure you have a chance to get right with Him. He's going to make sure you have it. If you need some money, ask Him. Don't ask me. Ask Him. He might give it to you. And listen, or He'll at least show you where to go get it. You know, but the whole thing about it is when life begins to beat you down, don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep fighting. Don't let life beat you down. There are certain things in life that you can really benefit from. So find that satisfaction like we were talking about yesterday. Find the satisfaction in life. Find your satisfaction in your work. Find satisfaction in your children. Listen, because your kids aren't like everybody else's kids. You know, now this person's doing this and that person. Why can't you be like so-and-so? Why can't you? No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's tearing your own kids down. Don't do that. Be happy with where your children are right now. Be happy with them. You know, they might not do everything you want them to do. I'm sure you don't do everything that they want you to do. And I'm sure you don't do everything God wants you to do. But be happy with your children where they are. Be happy with your wife where she is. Be happy with your husband where he is. Sure enough, be happy with Nard where he is. But keep praying for me because I need it. And listen, keep praying and keep thanking God. And listen, also, like I said, pray for me. Because I need it. Somebody say Nard needs it. Hey, I need all the prayer I can get. I need all the prayer I can get. I don't take it for granted either, because prayer is all we have. Yeah, as long as somebody talking to God about me, and if they can get God to open his mouth and say, it is so, we're going to take care of this, that, and the other, and that's blessed, and I'm going to answer this prayer. Hey, man, I'm glad. I'm all for it. I am all for that. Now, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share them. Share those links, man. We see a big step up. We're glad that everybody's sharing as much as you can. I'm thanking God for you. Again, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. We're at podbean.com, podbean.com, and look up Be Holy Broadcast and share them. Share those links. Be Holy Broadcast. Share them, share them, share them. All right. Now. All right. Now we're still in Ecclesiastes 6. We stopped on, I think it's 10 yesterday, when it talks about everything's decided. And verse number 10, it says, everything has already been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be. So there's no need in arguing with God about your destiny. That's true. There's no need in arguing with God about your destiny. The Holy Ghost said this. I didn't ask the Holy Ghost to say it either. It was said and written down so that we could read it in the year that we're living. And we're thanking God for that. But everything's been decided. You think God's going to leave your life in your hands? Oh, no. Think about it. You had your life in your hands so that you thought in certain situations, and it didn't turn out right. You know? So God, no, he's not going to leave our lives in our hands. No, it's in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. So listen, we're going to go down to verse number 11. Let's try that one. The more words you speak, the less they mean. So what good are they? This preacher here, whether it be Solomon or whoever it was, he's finding problems in the world and he's writing them down, but the Holy Ghost is making him say it. See, he's rich, right? So we would always think rich people don't have problems, but they do. They have feelings just like we do. You know, they might have focused on other things to become rich, and services around the world and jobs, created jobs for other people, and gave money away and invested in things that helped the world. You know, somebody had to invest in that iPhone. You know, somebody had to invest in them cell phones and them cell phone towers in order for them to be utilized by us. And so those people who did that thing, those people who actually put the money up for that, they have a life too. They have feelings too, right? And so with those people, it's like they say a lot of things, they do a lot of things, they go a lot of places because they need to. And the same thing with us. We go a lot of places, we see a lot of things, and we meet a lot of people, right? We're just not rich for some reason. Some of us aren't rich. Most of us are not rich. And it says this, the more words you speak, the less they mean. So what good are they? And so even though they're rich, they still have to get right with God. They still have to work on that life that they're planning on working within. The one life that everything's been decided upon, they still have to work. And so since everything's been decided, the more you talk, the less it means, I guess. And then he says, so what good are all those words that you're giving? Well, here's another part. Verse number 12. The few days of our meaningless lives, who knows which is the best way to spend it? You know, we do a lot of talking. We do a lot of walking. We do a lot of meeting. But we don't know about, you know, which is the best way for us to live this life, this little time we have in us. The Holy Ghost called it a meaningless life that we have. These meaningless lives that we have, that we do all this talking, we do all this walking, we do all this meeting, we do all this building, we do all this creating, right? In the few days of our meaningless lives, who knows how our lives can be best spent? Like, we have, you know, people who like coach us to do things, and we have preachers, and we have teachers, and we have instructors, we have this, life coaches, and so on and so on. But really, who knows how our lives can be best spent? Now, truly, you can, it's best that you spend this life getting to know God. You know, it's best you do that, at least so that you don't have to worry about that next life and being heated in that next life. Amen. Or realizing in that next life that there's no more forgiveness, that there's no more repentance. Yeah, that next life is the one. this is the rehearsal. This life is the rehearsal, but the next life is the one where everything comes together. All the judgment comes together, where we will spend eternity, whether it be with God or without God. See, and I can do all this talking, but the more I talk, the less all of this means to most people. And so then the scripture says, or the Holy Ghost says, so what good are they? You know, it's like the foolishness of preaching. You know, most people not going to believe you anyway. Like, I can get over here and do this podcast all day, all night, and most people will not believe anything that I'm saying. And they don't have to. I don't expect them to. Because the more words we speak, the less they mean. You know? Just like when we do a repetitive prayer. The more we do these repetitive prayers, God bless me, 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 that... The more words, the less they mean. The more words, the more you think you know, the more you find out that you don't know. We're just talking about life in itself. And verse number 12 again, in the few days of our meaningless lives, who knows how our days can be best spent? Here's the next part. Our lives are like a shadow. You know, shadows aren't forever. Shadows come, shadows go. Who can tell what will happen on this earth after we are gone? Who can tell? Who knows what'll happen? We were reading another scripture the other day where it was talking about you can sit there and work and talk and do all this in your life to build up a company and get all that money. And something happens to you and God doesn't give you the health to spend all that wealth that he just gave you. And then somebody else comes right in, takes that wealth that you spend all that time doing. Instead of finding satisfaction in your life, you spend all that time on that wealth. God gave it to you, you know, but then you got up there and didn't have the health to you know, he didn't bless you with the health to spend it all. Our lives are like a shadow. Who can tell what will happen on this earth after we are gone? Who can tell? We don't know. We don't know the best way to spend our lives, and we don't know what's going to happen after we leave here. All we can do, all we have to know is that we're believing on God. We're believing on God. He said he was going to wash away our sins. So even if he washed away our sins and I have to live in a gutter in heaven, so be it. At least my sins are washed away. At least I'm right with him. Because he made me right, not me.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.